Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you.
Here's Joe Cocker to bring us back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you go there, type in Judith Glaser, G-L-A-S-E-R, into my search engine. You'll find an incredible body of work that Judy has deposited with us over the years, all the years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust now. More than a half a dozen, more than 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The DNA of Leadership, also Creating We, and she's someone we turn to when we want to find out what makes us tick. Why do we do the things that we do? Why does our brain respond the way it responds? Judy Glaser, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Recently, you've been working on something you call conversational intelligence. What does that mean?
Well, conversational intelligence is what we need to know about how conversations and how language and how our interactions impact our brain in the moment and what that has to do with our ability to achieve results with others and to be successful in our lives. What we're learning about the brain is that every time we talk to somebody, the words that we have are what either open the brain or close the brain. And so if people understand what those conversationers are doing and understand that their job is not just to persuade others to what we think is important in the world, but to open up conversations, create a conversational space where people can engage in pulling out from each other their insights, their wisdom, their aspirations, then we become conversationally intelligent. Then we know that conversations are designed to take us to the next level in our lives.
Are you talking about words? Are you saying make sure that you recognize that there's some words that open the brain and some words that close the brain?
I'm saying let's start with that because it's words, it's sentences, it's how we even frame things. But to start out with, if you and I are talking and I want to tell you something about how I feel or that you're not doing something right, there's a way to say it that will absolutely not only close you down but make you defensive.
My wife says, I'll say, but I didn't say that. And my wife will say, but it wasn't what you said, it was how you said it.
That's right.
And she says it just like that. It's how you said it.
Right, right.
That's when I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people say that men and women have different levels of sensitivity.
You think?
And I don't, huh? Do I think?
You think?
Well, my husband is so aware of, he's like, we're opposites, polar opposites. So I used to think that it was, you know, women were more sensitive than men. But my husband has a real emotional sensitivity. Mm-hmm. To how words impact. And so he's really great at it. So I'm coming to think that, well, maybe we thought so stereotypically, women are better.
I think men are plenty sensitive about things. Mm-hmm. Men can get their feelings hurt just like women can.
That's right.
I just think that it's, you have to hit a little harder maybe than you do with ladies. But that, and I think this is an important part of the conversation, Judy, because of the diversity in the workplace today.
That's right.
I mean, we've got to be able to get the most out of people, and we do that by talking to each other. And so give us some examples of what would cause somebody to be shut down.
Well, you know, the biggest thing that happens is that we have I call the reality gap. So the reality gap is the difference between what I expect from you, what I think you're going to do, how I think things are going to unfold, and what actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us have aspirations about how things are going to work out. You know, we go into a situation, we want the best for ourselves. That's normal. And so we want others to show up a certain way. We hire somebody, and we want them to be really terrific. And all of a sudden, they start to show that they're just not as terrific as we thought, so we have a reality gap. So we have to learn how to talk to that person because we don't know what the problem is. Maybe we overexpected. Maybe we idealized them. Maybe we didn't help them become great at what they're doing as a boss.
Right.
Maybe we kind of stepped back from that. So I always say that what we need to learn how to do in conversational intelligence is learn how to understand what the context that we're stepping in and then prime the situation for the best outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally think about how you can set up the context for both you and that other person to have an open conversation not like what we were just talking about where stress closes it down,
right.
But an open conversation, right? Right.
So well,
the outcome is...
Go ahead.
It's a relationship builder, too, and that's what most conversations are really all about. Again, it's not just the information. It's the relationship that's at stake.
Well, and back to the gender thing, because I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way men express themselves and the way women want things to be expressed to them are often two different things. Men like for things to be put into context early on and then tell them all you want to tell them about it. But they'd like to have the context first. Women, not so much. They're willing to wait on the context.
Yeah.
But
so what happens is that men like the end.
Am I correct? Do you agree with what I just said?
No, it's men like to know where you're going.
Yeah.
So get to the end. Yeah. My husband and I were talking this morning, and I was coming on something, and he said he was trying to problem solve with me. He said, "I know where you're going with this. Let me help you get there."
that's a deal breaker right there.
That's right. Yeah, let me take it real fast. I said, No. I just wanted you to listen to me, Ben, a little bit. You know, and so yes, our brains, you know, we are different inside, and women do tend to like the journey more than the destination.
Right.
And so they can wander and talk and connect all sorts of things and keep talking, and men don't have as much tolerance and patience for that.
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna say, we got to go to a break here in a second. I'm just gonna say, guys, give women a little more information. Mm-hmm. Ladies, men will listen to you longer if out of the box you make sure you put it into context what you're going to be talking about.
Right.
They need to hear that early. Then they'll listen to you for a long time. But if you don't do that, if you don't put it into context, they're going to get really frustrated with you early on. So, guys, ladies, there's some thoughts. My 2 cents worth in this conversational intelligence that I've learned so much about from Judy Glaser. She and I will be right back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.